The chanting of the holy name, the stage of Vaidhi Bhakti, a devotee's consciousness is that, O Lord Krishna, you are so great and I am so small. You are so strong and mighty and I am so weak-hearted. And you are so supremely pure and I am so contaminated and conditioned. Please kindly give me a place at your lotus feet. So this is actually the type of feeling that one experiences in the stage of Vaidhi Bhakti. And the person who moves from the Vaidhi Bhakti to the Raga Bhakti, Jiva Goswami explains the meaning of the word Raga. Raga means when a person is greatly desirous of loving and serving the object of his love, even on a material platform. It is actually called Raga, and the same principle is used in the spiritual life when the word Raga is used. So a person on the Raga platform feels, Krishna, I am your property, I am owned by you, and you are my property. This is actually the feeling of a person in Raga stage. So he says, from Vaidhi to Raganaga, the advancement happens by one's ardent desire to possess Krishna and to be possessed by Krishna, he says. But in our conditioned stage, it is even difficult to get the realizations of a Vaidhi Bhakta. My dear Krishna, I am so contaminated, I am so degraded, and you are so exalted and pure. My dear Krishna, I am so insignificant and small, and how great you are. So these kind of feelings are even rare for a person who is too much self-conscious. Somebody who is self-conscious is mostly clouded about his own anxieties and worries, and he lives his life mostly on a mental platform. Mental platform means, what about food, what about clothing, what about my shelter, what about my comforts and conveniences, what about my immediate anxieties for yoga and kshema, for my protection and well-being, what am I supposed to arrange? It's actually annamaya pranamaya kosh, beyond which our clouded mind refuses to tear apart and elevate one's consciousness to come to the actual consciousness of a Vaidhi Bhakta, where one is supposed to pray our insignificant position in relation to Krishna. Like that beautiful verse Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mamishame bhavam budhav kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. So this is a very appropriate mood in which the holy names are approached. After continuously approaching the holy name in this mood for a long time, but then one will develop the greed for becoming possessed by Krishna. And that type of greed, Jiva Goswami says, is very vital, essential for one to attain the eternal service to the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Before we offer obeisances, I again want to remind you, I saw many devotees saying Nitya Ananda today. Again, simply Hare Hare. See, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Devaki Nandan Prabhu, and many GBCs in the GBC meeting announced that we should not say this. Hare Hare Nitya Ananda. I told about this before. Don't say like that. Be conscious. Don't live like a zombie. A zombie is one who is like a robotic machine. He is not even conscious of what is he saying. I already told you the other day, we have not fallen in love with Nityananda or with Hare Hare. Simply don't be like a horse. You have seen a horse with two eyes, closed, he goes in the same route. Similarly, actually we are so conditioned like a programmed robot that we keep repeating the same old stuff without changing our consciousness. Where we have to invest consciousness, we refuse to invest it. And we just act like machines. So if I see next time anybody chanting like that, I would like every one of you, you look at your neighbor whether his mouth is uttering this. Pinch him, give him a pinch. Or you can bring his name to me. Now tomorrow morning if I ever see anybody saying Nityananda, I would consider him dead. Because actually a conscious person who has the ears to hear will not keep repeating the same blunder even after being told. And also the habits are so bad in this world. Any habit, you cultivate a wrong habit. Nowadays there is a Kirtan Seminar going on in Mayapur. We will be very soon bringing it to Pune also. So many mistakes committed in Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and then Gaur Advaita, like Advaita Charya. They are unable to give it up. Similarly, many of the singers in Mayapur, they had added one sentence, you know, Gaur Shakti, Pandit Gadadhar, like that, they had added one sentence in that song. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaramore in that song. And one fellow added it on his own. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shakti, Pandit Gadadhar. He added that in order to complete the Panch Tattva. And it was inserted and then for generations it is handed over now. Similarly, the last line of the Yasya Prasadar, Naga Kutya Kutyopi Kutyopi, they were saying, everybody Kutyopi Kutyopi, even now today you will see. They sing very, very sweetly, beautifully, but the last paragraph you will see, Naga Kutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutuk is alerting, like that they are learning. And it is going to go generations for centuries together, it is going to go. So I don't want you to start a new sampradaya. Nitya, Nanda, Hare, Hare. Go and start somewhere outside. Don't do it in ISKCON, when you are inside. Even after being repeatedly told, the same thing I am saying in the voices and I go, Vrindaye, Tulasi, Devyaye. Everybody says Devyaye. It's not Devyaye, it is Devyaye. Very simple. So, actually, people are not going to change unless the leaders, seniors, the brahmacharis are going. You have to tell the people. And the correction of a mistake is made possible. Instantly you change it. Otherwise the wrong things will be floated around. I was surprised today morning again. Same old story I am hearing again. Which goes to show people don't have ears to hear. Or probably they went to bathroom or something when we were making announcement. So because many people are like the flowers, they were taking 4, 4, 5, 5 roses they were taking and offering. So my request to all of you, if you see your neighbor doing a wrong thing, immediately correct him on the spot. Or if you don't have the guts to correct, take him to managers. Or bring them to me. I am always available at your service to do this type of service. Such a nonsensical thing, repeating the same old thing. Actually, Radhanasya Maharaj never makes this kind of announcement. He only makes announcements which are absolutely essential. And I saw him and I was sitting right in front of him. He made an announcement in a Sunday feast. Please don't say this because you are simply saying it out of habit, he said. Because in those days he would be dancing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. They'll be hurting people. And Maharaj was shocked, what is this new thing? Where have they learned from? Then he took the mic and told the Sunday feast, please don't say this. It's not proper. Don't shout in between. Just hear attentively and repeat after that. So I hope people were attentive enough to hear now. Nobody is sleeping now, I believe. Everybody is awake. Whether they are awake or not, tomorrow it will come. Actually, you should make devotees singly say, Nityananda, and they should see around, nobody should be saying. I am the one, then you catch him and bring him. So, actually, this you will be teaching nowadays, it has gone up to villages and all. From city temples, it goes to town, then villages. And village people, once you teach, they will not leave it easily. They are very good in rituals, they will make sure they will eat you up. Same thing, they will. Prithivite Asay Nagaradyam Nityananda will going on everywhere. So, because at least conscious people can change. People who are ritualistic minded, they will never change. They, once they capture it, you cannot make them give up. Please, I am talking, I am taking your time of your chanting so you will understand the value of what I am talking. I know that already we are cutting down on our chanting time. Be conscious. I don't want you to be repeating this. Because you know, we are going to a big temple, thousands and thousands of people are going to come there. Don't become a floater of Apasampradaya. This is how after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 13 Apasampradaya started. Do you know that? 13 Apasampradaya. There's a whole book on Apasampradaya. Slight deviation, it just keeps going off track. We don't want to, actually either we preach Prabhupada's movement and expand it, or we keep chup-chup, just practice yourself and go back to Godhead. Don't float something, unwanted thing. Let's offer humble obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees. It's like this air trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen condition souls. Pancha kalpadabhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakur ki.
Krishna, please.